Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Tom Baudette and Mo Rocca are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Tom's elected to go first. So the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. California's highest court heard arguments on a lawsuit seeking to overturn the ban on blank.
Gay marriage.
Right. The House committee investigating the firings of 9 federal attorneys announced that blank had finally agreed to testify.
Karl Rove.
Right. As well as Harriet Myers and Josh Bolton. On Tuesday, the Coast Guard called off its search for the missing blank players lost at sea.
NFL players. Right.
Ron Kirk, President Obama's choice for U.S. Trade Representative, got into trouble over blanks this week.
Tax returns?
Yes, taxes. In an interview with BBC Television, the CEO of airline Ryanair said that he is considering making passengers pay to blank.
Use the bathroom.
Right. During his address before Congress, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown bestowed a knighthood on Senator blank.
Ted Kennedy.
Right. After protests by the Authors Guild, Amazon.com modified the text-to-speech feature on the second version of the blank.
Kindle.
Right. A 16-year-old administrative assistant in England was fired last week after she updated her Facebook status while at work to say blank.
I hate my job.
That's what she said. Yes, she said, I'm so totally bored at work. Kimberly Swan started her job at Ival Marketing and Logistics at the beginning of February, immediately began updating her Facebook page from work with comments like, first day at work, OMG, so dull, and all I do is shred, hole punch, and scan paper, OMG, and I'm so totally bored, spelled B-O-R-D, !! Her boss did not, LOL, when he read her comments. Swan said the company is just being petty, and just to show them, she's not going to include them in her 25 random things about me list. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had a perfect round.
Wow.
8 correct answers.
Oh my
16
gosh.
More points.
Oh my
you
God.
Have 18
God.
Points. And God. Tom has the lead.
All right, Mo. All right, Mo, here we go. You're up next. Fill in the blank. Ousted Governor Blank signed a 6-figure deal to write a book exposing the dark side.
Blinkovich.
Yes. Eric Prince, the founder and CEO of the controversial security company Blank, resigned this week.
Pinkerton.
Blackwater. Doctor said that former First Lady Blank was making an excellent recovery after undergoing open-heart surgery.
Barbara Bush.
Right. Scientists spotted a bird that was thought to be extinct on video footage taken just before Blank.
Video footage taken just before that giant asteroid hit the Amazon.
No. The video was made of the bird right before it was cooked and eaten. Saturday Night Live alum Blank took over Conan O'Brien's late night spot this week.
Jimmy Fallon.
Right. Best known for his scripts The Trip to Bountiful and Tender Mercies. Pulitzer Prize winner Blank died at age 92.
Horton Foote.
Right. A proposal in New Mexico went wrong when the man hid an engagement ring in his girlfriend's Frosty at Wendy's and she blanked.
Sent it back because she hated it.
No, swallowed it,
of
course.
That's so obvious.
Oh, excuse me. I noticed that you were too proud to take it.
I was.
I appreciate that. But for the rest of you, here's a tip. If you've hidden an engagement ring in your girlfriend's Wendy's Frosty, don't challenge her to an eating race. Reed Harris did just that, and his girlfriend, Caitlin Whipple, wanting to win, wolfed down that Frosty, ring and all. Didn't notice anything as he panicked and looked around for the ring and the cup. In fact, she didn't believe that she had eaten the ring until x-rays proved that her boyfriend was telling the truth. Harris proposed with an x-ray in place of the actual ring, which arrived in due course a few days later. Oh. Carl, how did the proud Mo Rocca do?
Mo had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, but Tom still has the lead with 18.
And how many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win.
Whoa. Roxanne, I know you study for this, so let's see how you do. Here we go. This is for the game, Roxanne. Fill in the blank. President Obama nominated Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as his new Secretary of Blank.
HHS.
Right, Health and Human Services. Ben Bernanke warned that a 4th bailout of Blank is necessary to keep the financial system from failing.
AIG.
Right. Police in Washington, D.C. issued a warrant against the Salvadoran immigrant for the 2001 murder of blank.
Chandra Levy.
Right. According to two Eagle Scouts invited on a trip to the White House, the highlight of their visit was blanking.
Eagle Scouts.
Eagle Scouts.
To the White House.
Yes.
Was sliding on the marble.
No.
Staircase.
It was hugging Michelle Obama.
Ooh, I missed that.
Siegfried and Roy performed one final show this week and were joined in their act by Montecour, the blank that attacked Roy.
The white tiger.
Yes. Yeah. This week, Esquire magazine named blank as the world's best-dressed man.
President Obama.
Prince Charles. Despite three calls to 911, police in Fort Pierce, Florida, were unable to help a woman there, blank.
Who was complaining about getting her money back because they didn't have McNuggets.
Exactly right. Latresa Goodman paid for 10 chicken McNuggets, and she wanted McNuggets. Doggone it. When the restaurant confessed they were out of McNuggets, she called 911 for police backup. 3 times. She yelled at 911 operators, quote, "This is an emergency. If I would have known they didn't have McNuggets, I wouldn't have given my money. And now she wants to give me a McDouble, but I don't want one. This is an emergency." They did eventually give her money back. Carl, how did Roxanne do on our quiz?
Well, she needed at least 7 to tie, but Roxanne had just 5 correct answers.
Oh, my gosh.
So, with 18 points, Tom Baudet is this week's champion.
Dominant. Dominant.
That's a first, Roxanne.